We interviewed Nikola Boric, former athletics coach and co-owner of a few successful companies, because he showed us that happiness isn't in money luxury, but in small things and actions. He taught our students about healthy living and eating, and shared his reason to believe that money wouldn't make us truly happy. If we were all like Nikola, this world would be a better place. Let's hear what he has to say. Okay, can you tell us what did you used to do, what famous athletes did you train, and what countries did you live in?
It was a lot of countries and a lot of athletes. I started to work with Croatian athletes. So my first biggest success, it was to make the world champion in box. So it was Stjepan Božić. Before that it was Sydney Olympic Games with Paralympic swimmer Anna Sršen. After that it was Gordan Kožulj for Olympic Games in Athena. And in 2010 I left Croatia and I started to live in Turkey and in Ethiopia, and I train the national team, marathon national team of Ethiopia. Where I live, it was like Germany. I was in Berlin. In the time I was a condition coach of Srđan Lakić. He was playing in Hertha Berlin, and he was under 23 Croatian national football player. After that we moved to Almelo in Netherlands, and then I opened one company in Turkey, and then I was living like for 12 years in Istanbul and in Erzurum in Turkey. Erzurum is near to Syrian border. And after that, I mean, Turkey and Ethiopia, it was like in winter time. We live in Ethiopia, in Addis Ababa. It's like main city of Ethiopia with 8 million people, and it's amazing city. I love Africa and I love Ethiopia. And and in winter time we were there, and in the summertime we were in Turkey in high altitude camp.
What encouraged you to live in forest and leave everything you had?
In the time when I was a Turkish national team coach, I was head coach for the London Olympic Games and with young athletes for Tokyo and Rio de Janeiro. In that moment I understand that that this lifestyle, it's empty, and that I have a lot of money, I travel a lot, but I realized that I'm just selling the shoes. So we have a big sponsor, it was Nike. And in athletics, like in all sports, the sponsors are in charge. So in one moment with my athlete Elvan Abelagese, we on the training we broke European record. It was old 20 years, and we called manager, please find us as soon as possible the race. We have European record. And he tried to call everybody, and he find Diamond League in Stockholm, and he called director, and the director asked them, what's your sponsor? And we said, it's Nike. And he said, I'm so sorry, this is close event just for Adidas. So we never broke the European record, and after that I realized this is insane, I don't want to do this anymore.
Wow. And how long has it been since you decided to move into forest?
Now I'm 5 years in the forest. My last job, what I do, it was Istanbul Marathon, and we win there, and it was end of November, and after that I just left everything and I come back to Croatia with 500 euro and with one bag, and this is it. I left everything, material, all things and everything. I just left the forest.
Okay, and what did you do with your company?
In the time I have three companies. I have a very big Turkish company. This company I give to my partner in Turkey. Croatian company I left to my father's father and mother, and I have one company in China producing bicycles. This one I just left.
Just left. Yeah. Not sell.
Just left.
Amazing.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, this is the point you have to make. She didn't sell it.
And Dunov was in charge there of that company in China?
No, this was the company we produced the high-tech bicycles for professionals, and I just closed the company.
Uh-huh.
But the moment why also I closed this company, it was because it was very light bicycles. It was like 6.75 kilo bicycle, but it was made from the carbon carbon fiber, and carbon fiber he can't dissolve. He left
it's
in
not recycled.
Recycled, yes. He will left forever, and in the time I realized this, I don't want to be part of this.
Damage.
Were you building the house, and what materials did you use to build it?
This type of house, if you are working alone, you can make it like less than in 1 year. But I opened the club, swimming club, so I was working like most of the time in the city with children, so I didn't have too much time to do my home, so I was building like for 4 years. And it was not finished, and now this house don't exist. It's burned down to the ground. There is nothing.
No, the
house like burned down. No, it's like I don't know how to explain. There's no more house anymore. It's just like ash. On the new year, we make I think two big fire, and the fire caged the roof, and the house burned down. But yeah, we are making now a new house. It will be first house in Croatia from hemp, and we will make it in 4 days. From nothing until to go inside, it will just take 4 days with 25 people.
And how many costs?
Zero. Zero cost.
Zero cost.
Yeah.
Just good.
Yeah.
And how many animals do you have there?
I have like, I don't know, 75 chickens, 40 pigs, few goats, 2 ducks, lot of fish, 6 cats, 2 dogs, a lot of animals.
And what food do you use, you know, how you feed them, all of them?
Most of the time I sell, actually we have a farm, and we are selling because we are just making organic food, and it's like from biodynamics, so we sell our food to the best restaurants in Croatia. And we also sell our food to people, to families. So in let's say we change this food for the food for the animals, and most of the time we are feeding the animals with corn and with barley.
And dogs?
And dogs, they are eating raw meat.
Okay. And what charities have you raised funds for?
I can't remember a lot of them. It was a lot of them, but the biggest one what I make, it was we collect the shoes for Ethiopian children, and we collect the just in Croatia. So in Croatia we organize every school in Croatia collect shoes in the school, and Croatian Telecom, after that, pick up the shoes, bring them to airport, and Turkish Airlines was also sponsor, and they bring shoes to Addis Ababa, and we collect like 4 tons of shoes. Yeah, this is the biggest thing what I did, but it was not successful because people are greedy. So then our shoes come to custom service in Addis Ababa. The custom asked, are they like used shoes? We said yes, of course they are used shoes. Okay, they can't enter in our country. We must all burn them down, because of we don't want some like European disease and so on. So they burned them down, but after a few days we saw our shoes in the street. So they deliver shoes to people to sell them, and it was like more than $1 million in the shoes.
You are the owner of Popular Swimming Club. Why did it become so popular?
I don't know why. I mean, Orahovica is a very small city, just a population of 4,000 people, and there is nothing there. And it was very easy, I think, to make it popular, because there is no other sport, there is nothing fun to do for the children, so all the children, they come to the club, and they just really want to do something with their life, and they train hard and so on, so they become really, really good athletes.
So they are successful?
Yeah, they're very successful. I mean, there is more than just in 3 years, there is more than 230 national champions, and 4 of them are competing now in European level.
Wow. And what do you do in your free time? And you have free time.
Yeah, my free time. Yeah, my life is free time. So there is no free time. I mean, there is no, like, for other people that they have some routine. I don't have any routine. I don't know what it's what to expect next day. So every day in my life it's different.
Oh. And what is important to you?
Most
important.
Yeah, I don't know. For me, just for me, for myself, it's that I am happy, and yeah. And second thing, what's most important for me, it's to for the community where I live, to give 100% of myself and my love to this community, whatever its stake is. It, I don't know, help them to sell their food or train the kids or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what are plans for the future?
I never have the plans for the future, because I don't think so that I am in control of my future, so I never make the plans, whatever it takes.
And what is your message for everyone?
Just be happy and be yourself, and you can do whatever you want. I mean, whatever you like to do, you can achieve this goal without any problem.
Thank you very much.